Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe être, avec la contraction. Par exemple, what is his name? Littéralement, quel est son nom? Comment s'appelle-t-il? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le is et vous entendrez un s à sa place, un sifflement. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's her name? Pour dire what is her name? What's her name? Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier, he et she. Et les pronoms possessifs, his et her. He is from the US. Il vient des États-Unis. He, il. He is from, c'est-à-dire littéralement, il est des États-Unis, il vient des États-Unis. Contraction du verbe conjugué is, vous n'entendrez que le S. He's from the US. She's from the US. Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent bonjour. Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. L'élève a formé un groupe de rap. Ils demandent à leur professeur d'anglais de leur corriger leur texte. Pas toujours facile pour un prof d'anglais. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. La puissance des mots fait la force du rap. 2. Pour le prof, le rap, ce n'est pas un combat. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quel est le titre de la chanson de ces rappeurs? 2. Comment le prof qualifie-t-il l'anglais utilisé par ses élèves rappeurs? 3. Pourquoi? Vous allez apprendre du vocabulaire relatif à la musique et au rap et d'autres expressions idiomatiques. Vous pourrez montrer votre désaccord de manière polie en utilisant « I'm afraid ». Vous saurez enfin exprimer l'obligation morale avec « should ». Écoutons les rappeurs et leurs profs.
Teacher, sir, can you help us correct the mistakes in our poetry? We want a good poem that uses proper English.
I told you, mistakes are part of learning. You can't correct all your mistakes. Let me see. Enough is enough. Is this the title of a poem or a pamphlet?
No, it's the title of a rap song.
Ah, so a rap song should be called a poem now?
Definitely. Slam poets and rappers are the modern poets.
I see. But I'm afraid some of your words and structures don't seem to be English. I'm afraid I can't understand them.
No problem, sir. What's important is the flow. The fast flow of words. Strong words.
And the rhythm. The beats. The powerful, fast beats.
Take it easy. Cool down. You seem very angry. Rap is not for fighting.
But it is. Rap lyrics should be used to fight for positive change.
Yes. Things should change. We're gonna change things everywhere.
What sort of things do you think should change?
Injustice, wars, corruption, unemployment, exploitation.
I see, but I'm not sure. I understand this word, sufferation. I'm afraid that must be a mistake. You should use the correct word, suffering.
Oh no, sir, that's no mistake. We used sufferation instead, so it would rhyme with exploitation.
Oh, I see. Well, that must be rapper's English.
No, teacher. Modern poet English.
Nous avons écouté ces élèves rappeurs et leurs profs d'anglais. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. La puissance des mots fait la force du rap. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Pour le prof, le rap, ce n'est pas un combat. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quel est le titre de la chanson de ces rappeurs? Enough is enough. 2. Comment le prof qualifie-t-il l'anglais utilisé par ses élèves rappeurs? D'anglais de rappeur. 3. Pourquoi? Parce que certains mots et structures ne semblent pas être de l'anglais. Écoutez et répétez d'autres expressions idiomatiques.
Take it easy. Cool down.
On peut les utiliser pour dire à quelqu'un en français « doucement » ou « calmez-vous ». Répétez maintenant cette phrase entendue.
Things should change.
Le mot « should » peut exprimer l'obligation morale. Il est suivi de l'infinitif sans « to ». Écoutez ces autres exemples.
So a rap song should be called a poem now?
Rap lyrics should be used to fight for positive change.
What sort of things do you think should change?
Répétez et retenez ces mots relatifs au rap. Beat. Rhythm. Flow. Lyrics. Vous avez écouté et compris ce qui fait la force d'un texte de rap. Vous avez appris des mots clés dans un texte de rap et des idiomes. Vous êtes prêt à changer les choses? Allez-y avec ces rappeurs en utilisant should. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. and welcome to lesson number 70 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 70 d'English USA. Vous allez assister au cours de cette leçon à un powwow, c'est-à-dire une réunion d'Amérindiens, en américain, Native Americans, dans l'ouest des États-Unis. Et bien sûr, nous allons y retrouver Martin Lerner. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à demander qu'on vous fasse une description d'événements ou d'objets autour de vous. Vous entendrez une conversation entre Martin et des Amérindiens. Alors mettez-vous à sa place et écoutez bien. Voilà quelques exemples de ce que vous allez entendre. Try this. Essayez ça. Try this. Ou bien essaye ça. Ou bien goûte ça. Try this. What is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What do you drink? Buvez.
Would you like something to eat?
Is it Native American food?
Sure. Here, try this. Everybody likes it.
What is it?
It's called fry bread. It's bread fried in fat. Nowadays, the fat is cooking oil. Would you like something to drink?
What do you drink?
I like coffee. The young people all drink sodas.
I would like coffee, too. Thanks. The fry bread is like a donut. It's good.
Let's move over to the dancing.
Does this dance have a name? What's it called?
All the dances have names. This is a rain dance. Many Indians live in dry places, so we dance for rain.
Is it like a prayer for rain?
Yes. Some people...
Where do the most Indians live?
Arizona is the state with the most. Many live here in Oklahoma, too. Where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
There are Native Americans in Maryland.
Can you explain what a powwow means to modern Indians?
The modern powwow is a celebration of being Native American. It's everything you see and hear. It's the food, the dancing, the talking. Tomorrow there will be a parade and horse races. Do you see the little children dancing? They are learning what it means to be Indian.
What are those children doing? It looks like a class.
It is. Can you see those feathers?
Yes. What is that?
They are learning to make headdresses. The teacher is showing them how to make the headband, and then he will show them how to put on the feathers.
Feathers are important in Indian culture.
Very. I'll show you some more art with feathers. Come with me.
On peut se servir de différentes phrases pour demander la signification de certaines expressions ou certains événements. Écoutez ces exemples.
What's that? What do you mean, rain dance? What does that mean? Can you explain what powwow means?
Pour demander le sens d'un mot ou d'une expression, on peut se servir de cette interrogation très courante. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Dites à Martin Lerner, What does that mean? Une fois qu'il aura fini sa phrase, par exemple, il dira, This is fry bread. Et vous, vous allez dire, What does that mean? Il dira autre chose et vous n'auriez qu'à dire, What does that mean? Comme ça, vous aurez la pratique.
This is fry bread. This is a rain dance. Tomorrow there will be a parade. This is a feather headdress.
What does that mean? Vous avez entendu les questions et remarques de Martin Lerner lorsqu'il se trouve à un powwow, une fête de rencontre parmi des Amérindiens, Native Americans ou Indiens. Il pose les mêmes questions que vous vous poseriez peut-être si vous étiez en voyage dans un autre pays ou si vous séjourniez dans une autre culture dans votre propre pays. Pensez à ces questions et expressions. Exercez-vous, chez vous ou entre amis, à demander ces mêmes questions et à donner des réponses. What is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is he doing? Que fait-il?
He's wearing.
Que portent-ils? What's that they're making? Qu'est-ce qu'ils font? What is this for? C'est pourquoi ça ou ça sert à quoi ça? What's it called? Ça s'appelle comment? Pensez aussi aux questions qu'un étranger vous poserait sur votre propre culture, les habits, les décorations, etc. Practice hard. Until next time. Goodbye.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. C'est Michel Joseph.
Non, Michel Joseph quand même. Et Roger Muntu.
We're both here. Nous sommes tous les deux là. What's wrong with me today?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you today?
I think I'm tired.
I think you had a long day.
All right. But we are here to describe the present to make it more understandable for you. Le présent. L'action dans le présent, l'action qui est en cours, an action which is ongoing, a progressive action. Mm. Can you add anything to that, Roger?
Well, yeah, a progressive action, meaning pretty much the way the word says it, the progressive action, the action that's in progress.
In progress.
Meaning that it started, but hasn't ended yet.
It has not ended. And right. For this, we need to use the verb to be, which all of us know in English.
To be.
It's a basic. Le verbe être, to be.
To be, yeah.
And we have to conjugate that verb and then add the action verb. Mm. And what do we add at the end?
We add an ing.
Ing.
And which also some people, a friend of mine, you never said an ing, always say ing.
I-N-G.
Yeah, he never liked to say ing because it sounds like some kind of foreign language.
And sometimes, actually, when you're speaking, you don't hear ing.
Yeah, exactly. Ing. Yeah. So he said ing to make it easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to warm up.
That's right. Let's warm up now.
In fact, Roger,
we're
not going to warm up alone.
We're not going to warm up alone?
We're going to ask our guests to warm up with us. Let's announce our guests.
Oh, we do have guests today.
Come on, a bit of music.
Yes, that's a little music for the guests.
And I think we have ladies.
Ladies' nights. Mm-hmm.
Hello, welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue. We're going to welcome our guest, Halima Touré.
Halima Touré.
Mariam Gaba from Bamako.
Mariam Gaba.
And Awa Traoré.
Awa Traoré.
My gosh, we're blessed.
We're blessed with Mali today.
They are from Mali. Everyone is from Mali.
Yep.
Ladies, let's hear from you. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Aha.
We're really happy to have you.
Very happy.
Welcome. Welcome to our studio.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the present that is progressing. So I think we're going to talk to one guest at a time.
Yeah, that'd be much easier.
Roger, what about welcoming Mariam Gaba, who is secretary of the English Club in Bamako. Is that right, Mariam?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
All right. She is where she is. I'm here. She said,
yes,
I'm here.
I'm here. Right.
Now, Mariam, you're going to have to give us an example of what you are doing. So you're going to use a verb in the progressive. I am... And you choose the verb.
I can say that I'm thinking or I am working hard.
Okay, she's working hard.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask Halima Touré to give us an example of what she's doing right now in the present.
At this moment, yeah.
A progressive.
Okay, what I'm doing right now, I'm just learning from you.
Very good.
All right.
That's very good.
She's learning from us.
And I'm listening too.
And yes. She's listening. Excellent.
That's true, yes.
Okay. What about you, Awa Traoré?
Awa Traoré, what are you doing right now? Uh-oh, Awa Traoré just fell.
She fell down. She's falling.
She's falling down. Hello, Awa Traoré.
Awa Touré.
Ah, it's Awa Touré. It's not Traoré. Ah, this is Touré. This is not Traoré. Yeah, there is one Awa Traoré. There is also Awa Touré. So this is Awa Touré. So Awa Touré, what are you doing right now?
She is eating.
Oh,
you, fantastic.
You're eating what? Niebe? What are you eating? What are you eating?
Beans.
Ah.
Beans. That, delicious.
That's good stuff. Yummy,
really
yummy.
It is.
Yummy, yummy.
Gives a lot of energy.
Yes.
Okay. So, Halima Touré was learning and listening.
Yes.
Mariam Gaba was working or thinking.
Thinking.
Thinking and working.
Right.
And Awa Touré is eating.
Eating and falling.
And falling. Yes. Right.
And eating and falling. Yes.
Eating and falling.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe we can ask Halima Touré to ask Mariam Gaba a question about another activity, since both of you are in Bamako. Maybe you should greet each other. Let's listen to how they greet each other. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Awa. Hey, Halima. I can say Halima.
Hi, Mariam. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Oh, I'm fine, too.
Glad to meet you.
You live in Bamako. Where?
Me or Sam in Bamako.
The name of your living place.
Pardon?
Where do you live?
They say, where do you live in Bamako?
I live in Senu. And you?
Ah, in Senu. Okay, me? I was living in Falagan, not far from Senu, but I'm with my husband in Seba, in the north of Mali.
In Falagan.
What I'm saying?
In yes, and you Falagan. Falagan is
called One lady at a time. Halima Touré, you are explaining to Mariam Gaba. I heard her say, I was living. Okay, that's the past. Let's stick to the present.
Okay,
yes.
I understand now. Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. So Halima, speak to Mariam, and then Mariam, listen to her, and then Halima, pause, and let Mariam give you an answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Halima.
Do you want me to speak to her in present?
In the present, and Mariam, please answer Halima in the present. Progressive.
Okay. Okay.
Mariam?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now?
Now I'm learning my lesson.
What?
I'm learning my lesson because I'm learning my
lesson. Oh, you're learning your lesson.
Yes.
Good.
All right, very good. They both did a fantastic job. Now, you're going to do the opposite. Mariam, you're going to ask Halima something about what she's doing in the present, an action which is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mariam.
Okay. Halima, where are you living in Bamako?
What?
Where are you living in Bamako?
where I live.
Yes.
I'm not right now in Bamako. I'm living in Sevare.
Oh, Sevare is my own town.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Okay. Do you know Lycée Amadou Diko Sevare?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Yes. We really love this dialogue. Let's go for a break and we'll come back with our lady guests from Bamako.
Okay.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Okay, welcome back, ladies of Bamako. We have Halima Touré, Mariam Gaba of the Bamako English Club.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
Must be fun. And we have Hawa Touré as well. I'm going to ask all of you, and then I'll ask one of you to answer. Do you have any difficulties in adding the ing at the end of these verbs? It sounds the same.
Oh, the sound, yeah, it's the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since we're just talking, ladies, we're not going to worry about the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of writing, yes, there could be some issues with spelling. But since we're talking, all of the progressive verbs sound like ing at the end.
Ing at the end. That's
right.
It. Right.
Okay.
That's all you have to remember for now.
But there is a challenge with some words that end with ing. We can confuse them sometimes with the progressive. Some of the words or verbs that end with ing are actually acting as nouns. So, for example, she is gardening is different from I love gardening.
Mm.
So I'm going to ask Halima Touré, do you understand the difference between I am gardening and gardening meaning I'm, you know, working in my garden to grow my food or grow my flowers. So I am gardening, and the difference between I love gardening.
The difference between them.
Yes, because they sound the same. They're written the same. But is it the same thing? I love gardening and I am gardening.
I am gardening is something that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I am
that's
gardening.
True.
This is the present.
Yep.
But I love gardening is a sentence. We can say that. I love gardening.
Okay, so in this case,
I am gardening is the present.
Mm.
Exactly.
Mm.
I love gardening. It become a noun.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right,
that's
exactly.
Correct.
It's,
correct.
Yep. It's been used here as an adjective or as a gerund.
Yeah.
They call it gerund.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Mariam Gaba, are you drinking tea? That's a question involving the action of drinking. Are you drinking tea as compared to, do you love drinking tea? Do you hear the difference?
You are drinking tea, and do you love drinking tea?
Mm-hmm.
For me, you are drinking tea is the action.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's
you
correct.
Are drinking tea, it is the action.
Yep.
Do you love drinking tea? It is to action.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So drinking tea... Drinking, in this case, is a gerund. It's not being used as a verb.
Mm.
It's a description.
Yes.
Very good. So you've got that quite well. All right. So thank you, Halima Touré and Mariam Gaba.